Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back to Gwen and Chris, hour number two of our Monday get-together, a day after the Aztecs qualify for a historic berth in the Final Four. 3:01 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace Studios, right here in San Diego, California. City of Champions, Scraby. Well, not quite
almost.
Yet. Not quite yet, but we're headed in that direction, hopefully, with the Aztecs going to the Final Four and the Padres embarking on a much-anticipated Major League Baseball season. Opening day is coming up on Thursday. Padres will take on the Colorado Rockies. They're heading back to San Diego from Peoria this afternoon after finishing up spring training play with a 4-2 victory, rather, over the Seattle Mariners. Padres finishing spring with a 15-14 record, falling a little short, Scraby, of your Cactus League title that I know you wanted.
I told you I gave up on that weeks ago.
We'll trade that in for a National League pennant a little bit later on this year. Hopefully.
No, I'll actually be angry if they don't win the World Series.
Win the World Series.
They have to win the World Series if they're not going to win the Cactus
League. Like I said, once you get going, you might as well take it all.
That's true.
You know, if the Aztecs can set this table and get the championship, I mean, the championship could be coming to San Diego as early as next Tuesday or next Monday night, I guess.
That's insanity to
think
about.
That's crazy to think that we're about 7 days away, perhaps, from San Diego.
You keep saying perhaps, and you're right, because I was reminded many times on Twitter over the weekend that it needs to be one game at a time. And I do know that, but at the same time, it's really fun to think about what's happening in San Diego sports right now.
Yeah, I want Brian Dutcher to get one more of those fallback.
The trust fall?
The trust fall from the top of the ladder. He did it again yesterday in Louisville after the Aztecs cut down the nets to win the South Regional. By the way, Scraby, are you one of those people that would go out currently? Because I'm getting a lot of email right now from fanatics and from the Aztec shops and from everybody who's selling gear.
Oh, okay.
Everybody wants me to buy an Aztec Final Four shirt or hat or sweatshirt. I'll be honest with you. I'm not really into buying Final Four gear.
Interesting.
I'm into buying
I'm
into buying championship gear. I'll tell you that. If they win a championship, I'm into buying that. I don't want to buy a Final Four t-shirt and then every time I put it on, be thinking of something that disappointed me that happened in the Final Four. I mean, I'm always in my mind going to think of this as a special team, and everything they've accomplished will never be forgotten. But I'm only about championship t-shirts. I'm not about participation t-shirts.
I get what you're saying, but I totally thought you would be the guy to get one of those shirts because it's memorable. And would you wear it? Because I have a couple shirts that I have in my closet from years and years and years ago, like, that I'm never going to wear. They're just shirts just to remember.
If the Dolphins
by.
Are ever lucky enough, and I say if ever, lucky enough to make a Super Bowl, you will not see me sporting an AFC Championship t-shirt.
Really?
No, that's not what it's all about. That's not what you're in it to win.
Well, as 49er fans, that's all we got.
That's all you got lately is NFC Championship t-shirt or NFC Championship game participant t-shirts. Yes, you have a bunch of those. A couple of quick notes. Speaking of the NFL, before we get to today's Daily Gambit, this is the big story of the day going on in sports. Elsewhere, Lamar Jackson, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, apparently doesn't want to be the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens any longer. He is asked for a trade now away from Baltimore. There are those who think that, again, Miami might be the destination for Lamar Jackson. I You know, I can't say as much as I've tried to support Tua Tagovailoa that I wouldn't think that the Dolphins would be a whole lot better if they somehow finagled Lamar Jackson away from the Ravens. But, yeah, he doesn't want to play there anymore. He has asked for a trade. I mean, that's a complete mess right now in Baltimore, and it's a kind of a mess for Lamar Jackson also. I mean, he's been franchised. He'd be making millions and millions of dollars. He may end up sitting out this entire season.
I was thinking that's kind of the
way I see this going right
now. Le'Veon Bell did that, and it backfired on him.
Yeah, you may never get back to the talent level that you have. So we'll see how this all turns out. The other news is that Aaron Rodgers appears to be closer and closer to being a New York Jet. Jets are like, yeah, this is going to be a done deal. It's just a matter of time. But Rodgers seems to be short-circuiting everything that everybody wants to do. He's driving you crazy.
We're going to get into the big five, okay. But at a certain point, like you lose me. I just do not care anymore, and I'm at that point.
All right, that's some of the football news for you today. Now let's get to some of the winners and losers in sports. It is today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. And I received a DM over the weekend from Evan on Twitter, and he showed me the four-leg parlay that he won on Friday, Chris.
Good for him.
And it was San Diego State plus 7.5 at Alabama. And then it was the point total under 137.5.
And the point total, I believe, was well under that.
What, 71-64?
Oh, yeah, 71-64.
135?
And it was 135. So it had to be at 136?
137.5. So
can you believe how close they get on those odds?
A three would have changed it.
Yeah, one more three. That last three that Alabama shot that bounced off the rim would have changed it, but it didn't. So he won.
Then they have Creighton winning over Princeton, and then the point total over 149 for Xavier in Texas, who had a pretty high-scoring game there. So good job, Evan.
Good for Evan on that one.
Yeah, that's nice pretty good parlay right there. Now
that's... You always tell you to gamble responsibly. I guess when you win, that is the way to gamble responsibly.
Yeah, when you win. When you win. You should join 97.3 The Fan this Thursday, March 30th at Happy Does at 340 Fifth Avenue for opening day presented by Coors Light Made to Chill. Bennett Woods and Coach Quintero will broadcast live from 6 a.m. to noon leading up to the opener, and we'll be giving away Padres autographed baseballs. Chris and I will be on from the studio after the game on Thursday. Let's go to the bets we made on for Friday's game, San Diego State and Alabama. Alabama, a 7.5-point favorite. Chris, you and I took the Aztecs, and we were correct because they won 71-64.
Yep.
So good one there. Now, Miami was a 7.5-point underdog against Houston. Houston got crushed by Miami. You took Miami, so you win, Chris, because Miami won 89-75.
Yeah, and Miami looked very good in that game, and they obviously looked great yesterday.
And we're getting... oh, so close to the broadcaster showdown between Tony Gwynn Jr. and Jesse Agler.
Jesse and I joked about that.
You were.
Last week, I said, you know, we're only a few games away from a San Diego State-Miami final. And Jesse was like, come on. I mean, that's a dream. And I said, it is a dream, but we might as well dream it. Well, now they're just one meeting away from playing each other for the championship. Could happen. Jesse Agler.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, he went to Miami. Tony went to San Diego State as well as me. So
could Houston have had a more disappointing end to the year? They were like by far and away the best team in the country. They lose their conference tournament and then they exit early.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I mean, the road to the Final Four is just that.
It's long and arduous.
It's long and arduous, and when it ends painfully for 67 teams.
Yeah.
There's only one team that it doesn't end for. And we'll see who that team is next Monday night.
Xavier in Texas. Texas ended up crushing Xavier. Texas was 4-point favorites in the game. Both of us chose Texas.
Yeah.
We both were correct, 83-71. Creighton and Princeton on Friday night. We both chose Princeton plus 10. Creighton won by 11, so we just missed on this bet, 86-75.
Just missed that one, yeah. That was too bad. Princeton's season ended. They'll always remember a great season for them, and
I'm glad
it worked out the way it did. I'm glad Creighton beat them, because the Aztecs beat Creighton.
Yep.
So
it all works out.
It all worked out for us as far as that's concerned.
Now, the odds for the Final Four games, we're not going to bet on today because we have a full week of these odds changing or whatever. Yeah. But San Diego State will open, or has opened, as a 2-point favorite in the game against FAU, the Florida Atlantic Owls.
Yeah, 2-point favorite, and whether that makes you feel good or not, let's go back now. Now, Creighton was a 2-point favorite over the Aztecs yesterday, so that doesn't mean a whole lot. But
no.
It is nice to be favored. At least the odds makers think the Aztecs can win. I know a lot of people are going to pick Florida Atlantic,
I don't understand, because the Aztecs beat the best team in the tournament. I was golfing yesterday. We got into this conversation with someone, and they were like, "Oh, San Diego State's kind of cruise through." Like, they just beat the best team in the tournament. How do you cruise through?
Yeah.
And I said it just like that, and it may have been a little aggressive, but I'm tired of it.
That's all right. I don't blame you, Scraby. The thing with the Aztecs is that they win with defense, and that just doesn't jibe with a lot of people out there. They want to see a high-scoring, high-flying team that knocks in tons of threes and dunks the basketball. The Aztecs are winning ugly, and that means winning with defense, and that doesn't resonate with a lot of fans out there. So I think a lot of people will pick Florida Atlantic in this game.
Yeah.
It's okay with me. It's not going to bother me. Clark Kellogg is on a perfect streak right now, the CBS sports analyst. He picked Furman, he picked Alabama, and he picked Creighton. So you just keep it going, Clark, and I'll just go along right with you.
You know, one of the things we were also talking about golfing yesterday is, remember how many people thought that the College of Charleston was going to beat San Diego State? I mean, they played a good game against San Diego State, but the amount of overlooking that San Diego State has seen this entire tournament is shocking to me, just because I'm in town.
It was like our guest Jake said from CBS 8. I mean, Darian Trammell says the Aztecs still feel quite a bit underappreciated.
They should.
And they probably, look, if they beat Florida Atlantic and get to the championship game, and they're matched up against UConn next Monday night, if that happens, nobody is going to pick San Diego State to
Absolutely.
Beat UConn.
Except
the way
for
UConn
the people
is
in this city.
Some of the people in this city, and not everybody in this city. I think a lot of people will be still thinking UConn's going to win. And that's okay. They're going to doubt the Aztecs all the way until they cut down the nets. So.
And that game between San Diego State and FAU, 3:09 p.m. on Saturday. Random start.
Did you get the odds on the other
game? Yes, the other game is UConn and Miami. UConn 5.5-point favorites in this one.
Yeah, UConn. I'm surprised it's not a little higher than that. The way UConn's been blowing everybody out in this
tournament.
Where
did they come from?
UConn?
I know they come from Connecticut before you come back with that. I know they're the Connecticut Huskies, but like they were talked about before the tournament, but they weren't talked about as like a team that was going to crush every team that they play.
Yeah, well, they've been crushing everybody right now. They're playing at a very high level. Maybe Miami will knock them off. Miami's playing at a high level, too. So, you know, that such is the case in the Final Four. I got three quick games to look at. You and I are going to pick them right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And when Tony comes along, we'll be doing that with him as well. We're going to keep track each week to just see who wins between the three of us.
Okay.
So here's your first one for tonight. South Carolina women, number one in the nation, playing in the Elite Eight against second-seeded Maryland. South Carolina is a 15-point favorite to go to the Final Four. Scraby, who do you like tonight?
You know, what I've learned in women's basketball is that the dominant teams are extra dominant, and so I'm going to take South Carolina.
You're going to go with South Carolina. I will take Maryland. South Carolina is great, but 15 points is far too many for a Elite Eight game. The other Elite Eight game, top seed Virginia Tech, 2.5 over number 3 seed Ohio State. I'll go first here. Ohio State wins this game straight up, Scraby. I'll take Ohio State plus the points. They just knocked off UConn. They're going to have the confidence to knock off Virginia Tech. I'll take Ohio State here.
And what was the spread one more time?
2.5. Virginia Tech is favored. So if you take Virginia Tech, you got to give the points.
You know a lot more about women's basketball than I do, so I'm going to take. I'm going to just piggyback Ohio State.
Piggyback with me. All right. One NBA game tonight. The Red Hot Bulls, who knocked off the Lakers yesterday.
How about
that? Stay in Los Angeles. Play the Clippers tonight. Clippers are a 4.5-point favorite. I will tell you, the Bulls have won 6 consecutive road games. Can they keep it going again tonight against the Clips? Scraby, who do you like? 4.5 points, Clippers favored.
I'm going to have to say the streak ends. The Clippers.
You're going with the Clippers? Yeah. I can't bet against the Bulls, so I'll take the Bulls. But I'm going to say one thing about the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard's got to be in a great mood.
Oh, yeah.
Going out in the court playing tonight. So he's going to be tough to control. I'll take the Bulls plus the 4.5 points. We'll see how those bets go tomorrow. And we'll have three more for you tomorrow afternoon as the Daily Gambit rolls on. We take a quick timeout on our program. More Gwen and Chris still ahead, including the Alabama Crimson Tide, a team that just gave away its integrity for what? A loss in the Sweet 16.
That's the
we will discuss
opinion.
That great victory on Friday night for the Aztecs because it's one not to be forgotten. And we'll kick that around next on Gwen and Chris after a check of traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Missed them both. Final seconds. Miller will hoist. And that is it. San Diego State has done it. For the first time in school history, they're going to the Elite Eight. The 619 is alive. And the number one overall seed, Alabama, is out.
Ah, do I love to hear that, Iron Eagle. The number one seed, Alabama, was out. Friday night, greatest win in Aztec basketball history. Even better win than the one yesterday. I know the one yesterday qualifies them for the Final Four, but when you go back through the years and a few years go by, you're going to say, hey, that win over Alabama, that's one of the greatest ever. They never come close to playing a number one team to that kind of game. And they have played a couple number one teams. I shouldn't have said that. But to beat the number one team in the land, the number one team in the tournament, and knock them out, it was a great feeling on Friday night for sure. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:22 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together today in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back with us live in studio tomorrow. He's traveling back to San Diego today with the Padres. But let's go back to Alabama for a minute, Scraby. Once they got eliminated on Friday night, I saw quite a few articles online. They were all really well written, and they all said pretty much the same thing. You know what, Alabama, you sold your soul to the devil, you sold your integrity, and what did it get you? It got you a spot to the Sweet 16. That's all you got out of it. The more I've read about this, you know, the whole thing with Brandon Miller, he didn't do anything necessarily wrong. I'm not saying that he did, But I really still believe that Alabama did a lot that was at least sketchy enough to call into question.
Agreed.
And the fact of the matter is, when nobody really knew exactly what was happening, Nate Oates and that Alabama program just powered right through.
Yeah.
Just said, you know what? Wrong place, wrong time. He's starting. And he never missed a game. Nobody ever missed a game. There just seemed to be no I don't want a caretaking by Alabama, but
recourse?
Just a situation where, you know, they just were like, you know what, too big for all of it. And somebody died,
yeah.
You know, and I just
a mother of a young child died.
It was a bad look all the way around. And I talked about it at the very beginning of the NCAA tournament. I said, you know what, if the Aztecs can get through their first two games, they're going to face Alabama. And
had been calling that.
I had. And I said, I'm picking karma to finally kick Alabama out of this tournament. Now, I don't know if karma was what did it. I think the Aztecs are what did it. Nathan Mensah blocking five shots and Darion Trammell having the game of his life with 21 points. That did it. But you know what? For Alabama, now they're sitting on the sidelines with nothing to show for losing their integrity and giving away their soul, you know, just so that they could keep on playing and winning basketball games. I
saw the same thing. I saw the same articles that you did, and I thought they were all very well written. They weren't blaming anyone. They were just saying exactly what you said. But we'll never be able to prove this, but I have to think that team was just distracted from when everything went down throughout the rest of their season.
How could you not be distracted when Brandon Miller had his own security officer following him around the country?
You got people chanting, "Lock him up," everywhere you went. Like, it had to have been a huge distraction for that team, and that's why I think Brandon Miller should have sat down, taking the distraction away. But
he shouldn't. I'm not going to say that he should have been, you know, benched for the entire season or anything to that extent, but it would have been the right thing to do to at least have him sit on the sidelines for a couple of days while the air cleared, until we could all find out for sure that he wasn't involved. Because just got to remember, the feeling at the time of it all was, we don't even know what happened.
Exactly.
I mean, is this guy involved or not? Did he bring a gun to somebody who ended up killing someone? I mean, they were playing like a mid-season game against Vanderbilt. You could have sat on the sidelines for a game or two while they sorted that all out, and I think it would have been a lot better look for Alabama. But
yeah.
Too bad. Alabama's won so much in every sport. It was time for them to get out of the way while we finally won one, Scraby. That was an unbelievable victory. I mean, and you're right. Everybody's talking about, well, the Aztecs have had a bit of an easy road. They beat Charleston. They beat Furman. They beat Creighton. Now they play Florida Atlantic. Yeah, they also knocked off the number one team in the tournament, so you cannot take that away from
them.
No,
you can't. No, they're very good.
Let me go to John in Chula Vista out there. John, dialing in here on 97.3 The Fan. What's on your mind, John?
Oh, hi. Actually, I'm trying to reach the office. I apologize. But yes, go Aztecs.
What can we help you with, Joe?
Yes, what would you like to know?
And if anyone could entertain a question off the air, kind of.
All right. Hang on. I could try.
We'll try to entertain a question off the air.
I didn't screen the call because.
Well, the only reason I wanted to talk to him is if you're trying to call our office, nobody's going to answer.
Yeah, that too.
We'll try to help you out, John.
Yes.
Let me quickly go to Tim in Oceanside. Tim, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Tim. What's up?
Great game. So let me play devil's advocate. And I don't really stand or agree with how Alabama handled it, but. He is not going to be charged. He was never charged. At what point do we go by with what this country was built on, innocent until proven guilty? And I understand the image thing.
Yeah.
But the positive side to me on that as being a former coach is Oates stood behind his players. And Oates is a very religious man. So he believed in his faith, he believed in his decision, and he stood behind his player.
Yeah.
And I think there's two sides to that coin.
No, that's a good point,
Tim. You brought up the other side of it, Tim.
Seriously.
And I certainly thought about that side of it. And the fact that he stood up for his player was a good thing, but I think he would have been better served to stand up for his player while sitting his player down for a game or so. I don't believe if he would have sat him down while the dust settled that would have been an admission that he wasn't standing behind Brandon Miller. He certainly could have come out and said, hey, look, I support this kid every way, shape, or form. I don't believe he did anything wrong. But until the dust settles, we're going to sit him down for a game or two just to make sure that this all works out properly. And I think that's where Alabama is getting the criticism. Thanks, Tim.
I think so. That's a good point.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks,
and go Aztecs. We appreciate you joining us there. All right, we're going to take a break here. I got to tell you that this hour on 97.3 The Fan, it's brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob,
yes.
And we saw.
We did.
Bob's Discount
we
Furniture.
We never talked about
it. Peoria. We were so excited to see one.
We even looked inside because we wanted to see what was going on.
We went in to see the world-famous Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with all the comfort and quality of a national mattress brand. For half the price, no matter your budget, there's a Bob-O-Pedic memory foam hybrid or hybrid plus mattress for you. Check them out at mybobs.com. All right, clear the phone line, Scraby, please, except for John, because you got to take his call off the
air. That's right.
But I want everybody to have an opportunity right now. And if you happen to tune in, boy, did you luck out, because we're going to give away right now two tickets to a Padres opening week game. Tickets are on sale now at padres.com/tickets. We have two tickets to give away for the Sunday, April the 2nd game. That is the Padres against the Colorado Rockies this Sunday, April 2nd. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to this game. First person to call in with the correct answer. And let me just tell you something. If you're going to call in, make sure you know the question and make sure you have a guess at the answer.
Thank you, Chris.
If you call in and go to Scraby, what's the question? You're going to be eliminated right then and there.
I feel bad, but it's not fair to everyone else who's following
the
rules.
Yes, and a lot of people are calling in right now.
They don't even know the question.
We haven't even given the question out yet, so you have to get the question to have a chance to win. Here is today's question. Name the first Padre pitcher to be credited with a victory last season, the 2022 season. Padres lost on opening day last year.
Oh, gosh, I'll never forget.
To the Arizona Diamondbacks. They would win the second game last year. Who was credited with the victory in the Padres' first win a year ago? Now that you have the question, you can dial in with a guess. First person who guesses correctly at 833-288-0973 will win the tickets to see the Padres and the Rockies on Sunday. We'll step aside, and then Mark Ziegler will join us on the other side of that break. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Right, congratulations to Tyler out there. He wins the tickets to see the Padres and Rockies play on Sunday afternoon. Tyler was all over that question, Scraby. He said he remembered the game like it was yesterday.
So I quizzed him.
And he remembered the game like it was yesterday.
He
was all over it. The Padres won their first game yesterday or last year in the season's second game. They defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-0. And in that game, not only did Jerks and Profar hit a two-run home run to account for the first two runs of the game, but Sean Manaea pitched 7 no-hit innings and ended up getting the first victory of the season for the Padres last year. So it was Sean Manaea that was the answer, and Tyler came up with it. We had a few people call in with incorrect guesses before Tyler came
through.
We
got a Tim Hill.
Congratulations to Tyler out there.
You got a Blake Snell. Padres.
Yeah, we had a few guesses, but it'll be Tyler at the Padre Rocky game on Sunday. We'll hopefully have some more tickets to give away.
We do.
The rest of the week. So make sure you keep it here on Gwynn and Chris.
You know why I remember that game so vividly is because I went home and he started throwing the no hitter, and we had a couple people on the board that were new to Padres radio, and so Dave was texting me, "Is there any way you can help out for if he throws a no hitter?" So there was like some plans being made as to how we're going to cover the no hitter and everything like that.
Yeah, he had a no hitter for 7 innings, got taken out of the game after 88 pitches, and Tim Hill was actually the guy who came in, gave up 2 hits in the 8th inning before Denelson Lamet got out of that, and Taylor Rogers ended up saving the Padres' first victory of 2022. So, stick around. Make sure you're with us tomorrow because we'll have a chance. We'll give away some more Padres tickets for the home opening weekend series against the Colorado Rockies. Mark Ziegler going to join us in just a second here. talk about the Aztecs' thrilling victory over Creighton and their incredible run to the Final Four. But first, let's check some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline, our guy who covers Aztec basketball for the San Diego Union-Tribune, Mr. Mark Ziegler, joins us. Mark, you are now covering a Final Four team, not just a great team, not just a great basketball program, but a Final Four team. I mean, it's something that, to me, it's getting used to a little bit. I mean, even though it happened yesterday, I still find myself repeating it over and over because I'm amazed.
Yeah, I am too. I'm a little numb. I mean, it was surreal. I mean, just the way the game ended and just trying to take it all in. I walked down on the floor, watched them cut down nets, just saw how happy people were. And it wasn't just the players. Of course, the players would be happy, but their families. And even in the stands, I saw people crying. I mean, you know, and if you've been around and you have, you know what it was like. If you go back 25 years with this program and this university and this city, you know what it was like. And I mean, teams don't make that kind of jump and get to the Final Four. And when they do, it's an emotional, really emotional event. I know a lot of people who weren't there, who were just, they said they just sat in their couch and cried because they couldn't believe it happened.
I was among those people, Mark. So, and I don't mind.
It should be. I mean, yeah, I mean, you've been there. You saw it. You were in Peterson Gym and saw those games and that team. And, you know, I mean, it's just incredible.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And let's go back to the Alabama game on Friday. The Aztecs showed a lot of guts because they had to come back against the best team in the tournament. Alabama looked big. They looked strong. But the Aztecs were able to handle it. As someone who was there watching the game, I mean, how impressive was that they were able to come back, number one, and number two, beat the number one team?
Well, I think one thing that doesn't get talked enough about is Brian Dutcher's timeout with 11:25 to go in the game. You know, he could have waited for the next stoppage and got a freebie with a media timeout, and he normally does that. He gets criticized sometimes for not calling enough timeouts and saving them for late game situations, although with this team and its track record, maybe he needs them, and he knows that. But he called one. And sometimes when a coach calls a timeout, players know when the media timeout's going to come, right? They know exactly. They just turn, you know, the next whistle, they just turn and start walking to the bench because they know it's the media timeout. It's under 16, it's under 12, under 8, under 4. And when you call one, that gets their attention a little bit. Like, oh, boy, okay, we got to stop the momentum here. We got to switch the inertia a little bit. And that was a huge timeout. And they talked, and, you know, Darren Trammell talked in that timeout and said, guys, it's March. We got to go on our run right now or it's over. And, you know, I guess what he should have said is, I'm going to go on my run right now. And that's what he did. But to me, that was the key moment. You know, he comes out, he hits a three, he gets a steal, easy layup, and it's a four-point game. And, you know, he scored some baskets after that. Other people did, too, in the 12-0 run. But those two baskets were really, really, really important and just changed the whole complexion of the game.
Mark Ziegler's with us. You know, Mark, I saw an amazing tweet that was about a two-minute video of maybe a little longer even. It was a local television station in Marin County that actually was sitting with Darion Trammell's family during the Alabama game. And I don't know if you happen to see this on Twitter somewhere, but I watched it, and it was glorious to watch. He had maybe 100 people over at the house, you know, in Marin County watching him play and talking about this young man and what he's gone through and how he's come to where he's been. You know him a little bit, and you know, and better than the rest of us. Where did all of this come from, this weekend come from? Because he was honestly just not playing very well heading into this tournament. And for him to come up with these two games was just special.
Yeah, I mean, he has a tattoo that says, I think it says either small city or little city, big dreams. And that's because Marin City is this weird little enclave. It's got a history. I think it goes back to employees who came to work at maybe the prison or something. I mean, it's got this weird history. It's kind of stuck geographically. It's heavily, heavily black. It's not very wealthy. And it's just very small and connected. And when I grew up in the Bay Area, and I didn't even know about Marin City. I'd heard of it, but I just kind of thought, oh, it's just another suburb in Marin County. Well, when they played Stanford this year, they have an entire section in Maples Pavilion of all these guys cheering for him. And after the game, he went up and I took a photo of it. He sat in and around like 100, 200 people who all drove down to see him play. And at that moment, I realized, wow, this is kind of a big deal. And I know the San Francisco Chronicle did a story. Ann Killian, the columnist, went and watched the game with them. But where this came from, I think it was a case of he was playing so poorly that it gets to the point, and I'm sure baseball players go the same thing. They get such a bad slump. They're like, look, nothing else can go wrong. I might as well just relax now and stop pressing. I mean, I'm going to miss every shot anyway. I have no expectations, and then boom, you start making them. And I think that's probably what happened, because he really was not playing well. You know, he still was playing decent defense, but, I mean, he was turning the ball over. And he went through so much. I mean, he's such a good guy that he never admits, like, you know, all the pressure he's feeling. But I finally got him to admit that he heard all the whispers. I said, come on, you had to have heard what people were saying. He goes, I heard it. Yeah. I know. And I don't know if it motivated him. He goes, I just get it. They're fans. They're passionate. But he just turned it around, and now he's the player that everybody expected him to be. And, you know, he wasn't the first couple of games of the season. He wasn't the last couple of games. And in between, it was really up and down. And, you know, it's cool to see for a guy like him who just, you know, no offers out of high school and had to work for everything. He's a small guy. No one respected him. It's just cool when you see those guys finally make it.
Talking to Mark Ziegler here about the Aztecs on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And I want to talk about two guys who have been with the team for a very long time, Nathan Mensah and Egweka Arope. Without those guys, I mean, Mensah had 5 blocks on Friday. Arope is all over the place. Chris's favorite player is Arope. Can you just talk about those guys and what they have brought to this team over the past 4 or 5 seasons and trying to help them get to this point?
Yeah, they're so experienced, and they both are such key parts of the defense. And they do so many things that, like, the average person doesn't see. And they, you know, and when they talk about their defense, they have their base defense, right? But good offenses are going to stress that, and they're going to put you in bad situations. So they call it, one of the tenets of their defense is fixing it. And that means, you know, look, some guy got beat. Well, just figure it out. And it's happening really fast. And those two guys are probably the two best fix-it guys on their defense. You know, Mensah because he can block shots, and Arope because he just has a sense of what's going to happen next. He's such a veteran player. He has such a high IQ basketball-wise that he just knows where, okay, this is going to break down. I need to be over here. Here's where the ball is going to go. I need to go get it. And that's what really separates their defense. That's why it's an elite defense. I mean, you can have a good defense, but it's what happens when it gets, you know, a team breaks it down a little bit, and they're elite at that, those two guys. And that's, you know, offensively, Arope, you know, he doesn't do anything all game, and then he makes probably the two biggest baskets of the game. Yeah. And then Mensah makes the third biggest basket of the game, that little jumper in the lane that he, you know, he struggled with all year. And that's just the veterans in him, like, forget everything that happened before, now we're in a you know, we need a basket. I'm going to get one.
Yeah, yeah. I think Mensah really shocked Alabama on Friday night. I think they just could not believe that he was blocking all of those shots. And
I know.
I think they looked up and went, man, this guy, all right. Mark, you said something to us last week that going into the Alabama game, that this team fully expected to be in the Final Four. And then we were talking about the Aztecs, not Alabama. And I thought of that all weekend long, that they believed, they had a belief that maybe none of us could get to, a belief level that none of us could get to. My question now is, can they get the belief back going into the Final Four? Because it's one thing to qualify for the Final Four. It's a whole other thing to actually go out and try to win the darn thing.
I think the hard part for them is done. I think the hardest game in this tournament was the first one against Charleston. I mean, I really do. That game, they were so nervous. There was so much angst about, you know. And I think what happened is this year, the difference between this team and all the others that came before them is that the other teams didn't have any hype about them, right? I mean, no one knew that 2010-2011 team was going to be as good as it was. You know, they thought it would be good, but 34-3 good. And then the Xavier Thames team, well, yeah, they might be okay. And then all of a sudden they're in the Sweet 16. And then that Malachi Flynn team wasn't ranked in the preseason. Nobody knew it was going to be that good. But this team, everyone expected to be good. And I think they played with the burden of expectations all season long. Whether it was the Mountain West, you're supposed to win the Mountain West. It was Maui, you're supposed to go and win Maui. You know, you're supposed to go to the Mountain West tournament and win that. And then you have to win a game in the NCAA tournament, or this season is a complete failure. And I think all that was weighing on him. You know, Brian Dutcher's never won a game in the NCAA tournament. And can he win the big one? And none of these players had ever won a game in the NCAA tournament. And so when they came out so nervous for that game, 11 turnovers in the first half, they looked terrible. They got out that win. Matt Bradley hits a big shot. Micah Parrish hits a shot. They make their free throws. And they just relaxed. You could see it. They let everything go. They came out and played loose against Furman. Furman blew their doors off. And then came into that Alabama game like, hey, we got nothing to lose now, and that's how they're playing. And they're playing so loose and free. I mean, I think of all the teams going to the Final Four, they probably are in the best mental state. They're older. They think they're going to win it. You know, UConn has that burden of expectation now because they're the big favorite. Miami, you know, they just had a big comeback. Florida Atlantic's just happy to be there. And I think these guys are really focused, and I think they think they're going to win the national championship, and we'll see. There's only four teams left. There's not 363 anymore like at the start of the season.
Last one for me, Mark, and I know the season isn't over yet, but this is just how my brain works. I've been seeing a bunch of different college coaches around the country getting poached from teams that made some noise in the NCAA tournament, and I saw a fan criticizing the Minnesota athletics program for not even giving Brian Dutcher an interview last year, but there's no reason to worry about Brian Dutcher being wooed by another school, is there?
Well, we'll see how everything tumbles. I mean, sometimes you have to wait till the season ends, you see who people want to hire because they can't really talk to them when they're still playing. So we're only, you know, a few days from that. But I think it's going to be, I don't want to say turbulent, but it's going to be a really active off season for this team because you're losing, you know, four players for sure. I think Keyshawn, you know, maybe he's 50-50. Maybe he's on his way out. He's going to turn pro. That could be a fifth player. So you're going to have to go in the portal and grab guys. The good news is you have this run is going to help you with recruiting.
Yes.
But every one of their coaches, to your point, is going to get a call. Every single one. And it's going to be a question of do they want to go. And that's not just the assistants. That's going to be Sam Scholl. That's going to be a J.D. Pollock, you know, the director of player development. That's going to be the strength coach. That's going to maybe be the trainer. I mean, you know, Steve Fisher talks about rising tides float all boats. That's his big mantra about, you know, sticking together as a team and not trying to get individual numbers. Just have the team win and then everybody will benefit. Well, the tide is pretty high and these boats have been raised, are raising up pretty darn high. And so there's going to be a lot of demand for these guys. A guy like Dave Velasquez, I mean, who would not want him running their program? He runs their defense. He's been under Brian Dutcher for all these years. I mean, I don't think he wants to leave, but I think he's going to be in high demand. So it's going to make my life really busy. The Final Four will end and the season won't end for me, or for them. But it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out, if they can keep the staff together, because the staff is really, really a key element of what's happened here. They're such a veteran staff and so good in these quick turnarounds with the scouts.
They're probably trying to poach Mark Ziegler away from the UT.
I bet they are.
Another college basketball team somewhere. Mark, in 60 seconds or less, give me your quick first glance at Florida Atlantic, because honestly, it's a team I didn't really watch a whole lot of in the tournament. I saw the first round game against Memphis, pretty exciting. How good are they? I mean, you know, 35-3 is nothing to sneeze at.
So I'm a voter in the AP Top 20, and I'm going to admit I never voted for Florida Atlantic, and I didn't vote for Charleston. I was one of three guys that didn't vote for Charleston when they got as high as 18. And after seeing them, I was kind of proud of that. Not that they were a terrible team. I just didn't think they were a top 25 team. Didn't think they looked the part. They didn't have the metrics. And I kind of felt the same way about Florida Atlantic, although I really hadn't seen them that much. And I've seen them now in the tournament four times. They're real. They are real. I mean, I'm kicking myself for missing that. I mean, they're in a legitimate team. They have a legitimate big from Russia. They have two really good guards. They play really fast. Dusty May is a really good coach who's about to make a ton of money somewhere. We'll find out as soon as they lose. So this isn't going to be a walkover. At the same time, it's really hard to have that up-tempo style in a Final Four, in the football dome, in this big moment. And I think San Diego State will be able to control tempo. I also think this is a four-out, one-in team that likes to shoot threes. And if you've seen any games in San Diego State during the tournament, you'll know the main thing they're doing is shutting teams down from three-point land. I mean, Alabama's 3-27. Creighton was 2-17, and this guy's like live and die on the 3-point line. So I think all those things trend really well for San Diego State. But that said, this is a Cinderella, and they've already knocked off one Cinderella in Furman, and they're going to have to knock off another now.
Mark, thanks so much for everything. I love talking with you. I love your article today. I couldn't wait to read it, and you put everything into perfect perspective as always. And we'll catch up with you later, man. Let's finish it off.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. There he goes, Mark Ziegler from the San Diego Union Tribune, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Final Four. Wow. All right, we have a final 2 hours to go on the program today. When we come back, a little trivia contest. Chris versus the fans is dead ahead. You want a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas? Dial in right now, 833-288-0973, and we will play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.